morning. This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore Team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like you to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. So the pool, now you just got that pool put in. You got to close it up pretty soon,
right? We're
going
to winterize it, yes. No, actually, I want to throw my son in there, payback for him smacking me in the lip with his helmet in practice the other day.
Okay, there you go. Good.
Yeah, the dummy wasn't holding the dummy high enough.
Okay, well, that can happen for sure. So this week's news, we talked with Jeff Losey last week of the HBA, and we've still got going on the Parade of Homes. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got an organizational perspective last week of what it takes, what goes into the Parade of Homes. Now we kind of wanted to break it down a little bit with some of the experts and talk a little bit about what exactly it takes to get these built, what we're doing, and talk about some homes that are on the parade. So we have with us our builder expert. We've had him on the show before. Yeah. And so we've got Mr. Kyle Lapierre with Lapierre Homes.
Thanks.
Kyle?
Thanks for having me back, Lance.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So not much sleep the last couple of weeks, huh?
No. And I had somebody get into my truck the other day, and it looked like a garbage can on the passenger side. Living out of your truck for the last 2 or 3 weeks is not the most appealing.
I can understand that. So, and we've also got with us to talk with us about some new construction ideas with the landscaping and what you do outside of a new home. We have Mr. Brent Gamash with Gamash Landscaping. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good to have you back. I know we were gone last month, kind of coordinating schedules, but how's everything going?
Good. The summer really picked up after that weather finally changed for our short little two-month summer we had. So it's been pretty busy.
Very good. Well, welcome back. It's glad to have you in here. Kyle, just a reminder for folks out there, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company before we delve into your Parade Homes here.
Our company has been here building since 1959. My dad moved down here from Granger and has been building here. Him and his brother built for 45 years together, and I've been involved in the business for the last 15 years.
So you guys might know what you're doing.
Thing or two.
Beginner's luck.
That's great.
I
love that.
Level.
Well, that's what's nice is we get somebody in here that can give us advice that has a long-term perspective. Obviously, they're not going anywhere. They've been in the community building here for over 50 years, and that makes a big difference. Now, I know, Kyle, we talked a little bit about some issues with building and what's going on in the industry with Jeff Losey last week, but give us a quick update on over the last year, what's happened in the building industry, some trends that you're watching as a builder, and just kind of overall in your industry, what you're worried about or thinking about as a builder right now.
Well, as always, and Scott's here, and I get to stare down at him.
It's all full on the back 40.
The financing still, it's pretty tough. You know, when you have a client come in wanting to build, a $750,000 house with an 800 credit score and they can't get financing, that's scary. And one of the nice thing is it seems like they're starting to loosen up a little bit. Scott can probably share with us a little more on what's going to happen maybe in the near future, but the financing still. There's a lot of people wanting to build homes in the Tri-Cities. Obviously, we still have a great market and a lot of move-up buyers. But when you always get to that point where finance becomes an issue, 15 years ago, financing was never an issue. Now, today, it just seems like that's the number one issue.
Yeah, the credit guidelines have tightened a lot, and we're working on a lot of regulatory things to make that a better situation for a lot of homeowners. So thanks for that input. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Great. So, Kyle, I know... I know that you have been working hard, and the reason is because, I mean, this might sound crazy. We talked last year, you had been busting it really hard, but you don't just have one parade home this year, do you?
No, actually, fortunately, I almost said unfortunately, but fortunately, we actually have two homes, and they are both custom homes. Clients came to us, asked us to build their family the custom homes, and both of them wanted to be in the parade to be able to showcase what we can do, and both homes have really, really turned out great.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about that. When you start a parade home and you know what you're doing and the time frame here, I mean, how long ago, when did this process start for you? And for people that have never done a large custom plan, when did it start with these clients? And kind of walk us through those beginning stages as you started to develop a plan and how it works.
Well, the first client came to us to build a 6,000 square foot home on the river. They came to us a little over a year ago, and the whole process to build the home was right at about a year. The particular home, 6,000 square feet, pool, hot tub, cabana, enough. Our millwork and trim package took 6 weeks to complete in the home. So tons and tons of crown molding and chair rail and wainscoting and custom Mark Anderson staircase. It's phenomenal. It really is. And that's the house, 1108 Shoreline Court.
Great. And I've been in that house. I was able to, like we talked about last week on the show, that's where I went directly after the show to work at that house. And so I've been fortunate to see it a couple times through the process. And, I mean, you definitely want to check it out, you know, for sure. It is a beautiful, beautiful home. A lot of these homes, what's fabulous about the parade and the opportunity it provides is that a lot of these homes, if it wasn't for the parade of homes, because they're custom, you wouldn't have the opportunity to see some of these homes because they were built for specific people. And so, I mean, it's really, I mean, you know, I think it's really, you know, fabulous that the homeowners will agree to do this. So sure. Not only for you as a builder showcasing, but just for letting the general public get ideas. I saw a lot of people with cameras and notepads at the parade. And so I think it really helps the community as a whole get a great idea for what the builders can do.
Yeah, a lot of times people say, wow, we didn't know there were houses like this in the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
And because of the parade of homes, it opens it up. And like you said, the customers being able or being willing to open it up and let people see it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, great. Well, Brent, why don't you jump in here a little bit? Because I know there's a lot of people out there listening that look at building a custom home, that are looking at their lot and what they want to do, and they're working with maybe an architect. When do you want to talk to those people? I mean, if people are considering their landscaping plans, when in the process do you want to start having a conversation with those folks, and what are some of the things you're going to go over with them?
Well, once the house is designed, it'd actually be nice to be able to get in right after that time. Unfortunately, most people put that on the back burner, and that's just the way it is.
But and the budgets are all pretty much depleted at that point.
Because of Kyle's upstart.
No, I'm kidding. That is the truth.
Yeah. So, sleeping, trim packages, yeah.
Toilet seats, that kind of thing are gone. So, okay. But no, usually, especially on a higher end home like that, like Kyle's talking about, you know, you really need to start looking at it right then, you know, because you want, it'd be great to have that homeowner put aside a budget, whether they, before they go for the loan, you know, hopefully. So,
because
the 10%. The 10% thing, you know, I even learned in college to try to spend 10% of your home's value. I see 3-4%. I see that on a $500,000 home, yeah, unfortunately, sure. You know, to where you have some extremes where this sounds like a very nice landscape with the pergola or the pergola and the pool. That's awesome. So initial stages, especially on a sloped lot where you're talking about step downs of foundation, retaining walls and that kind of thing, people really can't picture at all what the backyard could look like or even the front yard depending on the layout of the house. So getting that stuff going right away on paper, you know, kind of thing. And so we actually design stuff too, you know, like our company does with on CAD, so it's nice to make changes real quick and that kind of thing.
Well, and then the other thing, having your electrician involved for your landscape lighting, and you don't want the plumber to put a hose bib in a spot that maybe is going to have a raised planner that, you know, so getting them on the front end, definitely. I would strongly suggest getting your landscaper involved early on.
Yes.
Well, no, that makes a lot of sense, like you said, because there's going to be conduit and outlets for different lights that you need, potentially water lines for fountains. And I noticed...
putting a big tree over an irrigation line
Right, and I noticed even like when you talk about doing a fire pit and stuff later, if that's going to be in your plan or a fire pit out in the landscaping, you're going to need to have a gas line stubbed close if that's the route they want to go. Right. So I'm sure there's a million other things I'm not thinking of.
Right. Well, even as far as Christmas lights, you know, the soffits and putting the outlets in the eaves are becoming much more, you know, apparent and done, like yourself at your house.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Perfect. What else do we need to know about when we're looking at our landscaping? I know there's a couple things going on at your nursery that you've been pushing. What really do we need to be thinking about the next month or two as we kind of finish up with our yards and our current landscaping and what we're doing?
Well, you know, for the last, you know, one more fertilization for your plants and lawn in probably the next 4 to 6 weeks, you know, at the most, you know, water's going to start going off in about 4 weeks, you know, so, you know, our fall rains will still help push that fertilizer into new plants and lawn. Don't forget to get your, you know, your irrigation system winterized, because a lot of times you forget there's going to be a few broken pipes or valves and that kind of thing. And we have that service as well. And that's really about it. You know, pruning, you should kind of wait on your prunings until stuff goes dormant. You know, sometimes you get going too soon and they want to actually push more growth if you prune, and then all of a sudden you lose water because the irrigation goes off. So you really kind of want to time that for a little bit later, you know, in the, you know, wintertime.
Okay, gotcha. So. That makes a lot of sense. Now I've got three more things on my checklist to do as I just wrote them down. All right, Kyle, well, back to you and the house on the river and what you did there. I always like to ask a question when people look at these parade homes and look at these individual homes. That house that you built on the river and what you did there, what do you think was your biggest challenge, and what did you guys do to overcome it?
Well, the biggest challenge was the lot itself. I don't even know how many thousands of yards we hauled out, but we hauled out a ton of material to create the backyard for where the pool and cabana and hot tub and all that are. And, you know, blending it in with the river is just, it's amazing. So that was probably the absolute number one challenge, was just all that material that we had to deal with. Fortunately, we had a great neighbor next door that on a vacant lot that allowed us to stockpile our material to haul back out at that point. So that really helped us a bunch.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And once again, I think that's a testament to having a local builder. When, you know, someone comes to you and says, hey, can we use your lot and pile a bunch of dirt up on here and we'll return it to how it was before, you know, a lot of times people are not going to allow that to happen. But if it's somebody like Lapierre's who have been here forever, I mean, you know, they're going to make it right and they're going to be here next year.
You can look at it. It's the lot directly to the west of our parade home. Actually, the lot, I think, looks better now than it did before we started.
That's fabulous. And once again, that kind of relates back to like we talked about with those landscaping plans. Here's a perfect situation where you had to remove a lot of dirt, like you said, blend things into the river landscape. So it's probably very important to have all of that worked out ahead of time.
It saved this customer thousands of dollars. Dollars to be able to have that ability to stockpile the material there.
That's fabulous. Well, we're running up against our first hard break here. We've been talking with Kyle Lapierre from Lapierre Homes. We also have Brent Gamashian here giving us some landscaping advice, as we always do and appreciate. After the break, we will come back and we will talk about the second parade home that Lapierre's have and delve into some more details about that.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We have a full house today. It's been great. We've been talking about the parade homes, some things that go into building a custom home like the parade houses that you are able to still go out and see today. And we've been talking everything from landscaping to the build side with Mr. Kyle Lapierre. Scott, before we talk about Lapierre's second parade home, give us a quick lending update. How are we looking rates, where are we at?
Well, they're still ridiculous.
Still ridiculous.
We've been talking about that for months now, haven't we?
Right. We've been proved wrong every week since December.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things this past week that we've been watching is Goldman Sachs is starting to speculate that the Fed may announce another $1 trillion asset buyback. So there's some purchases in the November meeting that are kind of floating around as whispers. So what that tells me is that we're going to see rates stay low for a considerable amount of time, probably through the end of the year, which is fantastic for new home sales, people getting under contract, and all the things that you guys all do. So that's kind of what's going on. There's not really a whole lot of different stuff coming out. Credit scores are still vitally important. Down payments and tracking paperwork, like we've always talked about. So just like what you're doing when you're getting with Brent or your Lance or Kyle, make sure you've got your ducks in a row on what you want and what you're looking for so that we can provide them and you can provide them with the best information.
That sounds great. Well, I sure appreciate that update, Scott, and we appreciate, I know we've had a lot of clients back and forth the last couple weeks, a lot of listeners that have come from the show and have come in to talk about refinances and purchases, and so I appreciate you taking care of all of that.
Absolutely, and if I could just steal 1 second, I want to really put a plug for Cobalt Mortgage, because last weekend, and I know there's a lot of Cougs out there, I'm a Coug, so let me just start with that. Cobalt had a fantastic time giving back to our Washington State community. Our sponsorship of the 17th annual Don James Golf Classic helped raise approximately $125,000 last weekend for the Kirkland Boys and Girls Club, a terrific organization that we've got across the state, great one here, dedicated to building self-esteem, positive values, and success skills in young people so they can become happy and productive adults that buy homes.
Very nice.
So Cobalt's been working real hard. I think we're over almost $1.5 million we've raised for the Boys and Girls Club over all these years. So and thank you to all you guys, because I know you all participate in a lot of that stuff here locally too.
That's fabulous. Well, we have been talking with Kyle Lapierre. Kyle, thanks again for coming in and talking about your houses. The first segment, we talked about the house that you have over there on River Shore that is phenomenal. Go see it today and tomorrow. If you haven't been to the Lapierre Homes yet, number 4 on your ticket was the River Shore house. Now, Kyle, we're going to talk about your second house, which is really interesting because I've been through both, and you guys were able to build 2 phenomenal houses, but of very different styles. So give us a little rundown about what people are going to see when they visit the house up on Summit Street in Westcliff and what they're kind of looking at up there.
Sure. The house on 646 Summit, it is more of a modern twist again. The people saw our parade home last year, liked the modern style of it. Glass garage doors, the real clean lines, and the finishes, the tiles and the granite and just everything about the house is just clean. Everything, and when I say clean, I'm not talking something being dirty. the look itself, just a nice clean look. Not heavy. You know, our house in Pasco, heavy millworks, lots of, like I said, lots of moldings. This house is just a much, much, much cleaner look.
So I'll ask you the same question on this house as we did the last one. What was the biggest challenge in this build, and how did you guys overcome that?
Actually, the biggest challenge was just the time frame. The homeowner came to us in the winter. We started this home, put the house under contract in February, and so we were moving, trying to get her finished. And you'll see, we didn't sacrifice quality. Our subcontractors, and we use all local subcontractors, and everybody really stepped up to plate to get this done. We had great homeowners. They took direction very well, and they also knew what they wanted. So that makes a huge difference when you have somebody that really knows what they want in their home, as far as colors and styles. They've been fantastic. So come see it. It's great. My dad will be at the house today. Come up and give him a hard time and tell him how nice it really is, because he's not a fan of the modern style. So it's nice to hear people when they tell him that they really like it, and he's, okay, I guess times are changing.
Well, that's really interesting that you say that about your dad, because my parents had also been on the tour. They'd looked at a bunch of the parade houses, and when we were talking about it afterwards, they said the same thing. I mean, my dad said, he goes, Lance, He goes, you know what? He goes, I'm not a fan of that modern stuff. He goes, but I love that Lapeer house in Westcliff. And I was like, who are you? And where did my dad go? You know? So, you know, I think it's just a testament to the house. And it was just a great, that house just, whether it's the modern style or not, or whatever you want to label it, it just has a really good feel to it. That I don't know how big that entertaining family great room is, but it is just a spectacular room.
Yeah, the fireplace is really the focal point. Huge, huge fireplace, 4 feet wide, huge entertaining area, the room itself. These people entertain a lot, and they have a lot of people come over, so they just wanted one big area with the great room, dining room, kitchen nook, and then it flows out onto the patio, and the view from this house, you just don't expect it when you pull up, and then you walk in, and the view of the Columbia River, and you know, the Hanford Reach, White Bluffs, everything is just spectacular.
Okay, so real quick, you mentioned a couple things there, and part of that was about your team. I heard you mention your dad. I know that we've seen your wife around helping pick out colors and stuff. So how does your team work a little bit? I mean, what's all involved with you guys? And obviously, there's still kind of a family teamwork there.
Sure. My mom still runs the bills. My wife does a very good job of, you know, picking colors, light fixtures, finishes. Unfortunately for me, when we built our house, she has a good eye, and a good eye translates to lots of money. I take that back. So there's a lot of times where she will scour the lighting books to find the most amazing light fixture for, you know, an incredible price. And so she does a very good job with that. But again, you know, all of our subcontractors, we've been here for 50 years doing business with some of these trades for over 30 years. And I would, you know, just strongly recommend to people, if you're going to build a home in the Tri-Cities, we can't build every house. Pick a builder that's a local builder that has a track record, that's been here for many years. There's a lot of new builders that are here. I'm not going to say, you know, that they're bad builders, but pick a local builder, a local subcontractor that's been here. You will get you know, more out of it in the long run by doing that. A lot of the horror stories that I hear are typically from people that didn't do business with somebody that's been doing business in the Tri-Cities. That's a track record, reputation, and you develop that over years, many, many years. Brent's been here for many, many years, and definitely stay local.
Fabulous. That is very good advice. We've talked about that before on the show, mm-hmm. and I just can't say how important that is, because, yeah, we've seen those same stories, and we know that. So.
Well, reputation, and that also leads to accountability.
It does.
They're not going anywhere, so they're going to make sure they stand behind what they do.
And then, yeah, I mean, because you have to see those people, they stay in the community, and you want to take care of your community and build your community, and that makes a huge, huge difference. So, John, do you want me to tell you where these people should build their next custom house?
Absolutely, because I have a feeling. Well, you started to lift off the chair.
Well, I get excited about the actual real estate part.
Well, Scott brought bungee cords, and we just decided to let you float.
Okay, very good. So we've got to pick three this week, of course. There's some new listings out there that I want the listeners to know about and check out. As people are going to the parade, they're looking for a place to build a custom home that has a view. We just listed a fabulous new lot. It's right in South Richland. It's on a cul-de-sac, and this is over a half-acre lot, which you're just not going to find that close to the Leslie Gage area that has a view. So what happened is these folks had purchased this lot. They were going to build their dream home, and then we actually found them another home. And so this lot's available now. It's over a half-acre lot on a cul-de-sac with an amazing territorial city view, and it's priced at $150,000. So if you're looking for a place to have Lapeers build you that big house in the middle of town, this lot's located at 2158 Hawk Haven Court. Definitely check it out. Okay, on the other end of the spectrum now, investors or people looking for a fixer-upper, we just listed a great, great house. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath Rambler. It's just over 1,000 square feet, has a new roof, new exterior siding that's been painted, and then it has large living room, dining room, and it has the original hardwood floors in it. This is one of those houses mm-hmm. that's located close to the downtown Kennewick Historic Area. It's at 105 North Garfield, and it's priced at $75,000, and it's on a double lot. Ooh. And it has an older garage with it, too. So you're just not going to find a house for $75,000 that's on a big lot that you can either expand or continue to remodel. So these folks want it gone, and we've priced it to go. So 105 North Garfield, give me a call if you have any questions about that.
Absolutely.
So there's a couple more things I wanted to touch on before we have to wrap up. We're fortunate enough to have Brent Gamash in the studio with us, and him and I were talking the other day, and I can't believe this. I mean, I even feel bad for people mentioning this early, but we might need to think about Christmas lights already, right?
Call me Griswold.
But, you know, here we are. You know, we're over the halfway point for September. So if we want to, you know, place some orders or do some kind of displays and upgrade a little bit, we might need to talk to you already. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, actually, that is really, really pre-planned, just like the landscaping on a new home. Gamash Landscaping, we started installing Christmas lights and decor and that kind of thing several years back as, of course, supplemental income for the wintertime, you know, fall, and to diverse ourselves. And the distributor and manufacturer we work with has umpteen different decorations for your front yard lights. As you know yourself, you had us put some on your yeah. house last year, and the yard decorations that are available in LED versus incandescent and motions, I mean, there's a lot out there. It's neat. Wreaths and garland, and now they've really come out with a bunch of indoor stuff, really targeting high-end homes and actually businesses for entryway and stuff like that. They got lots and lots of stuff to look at. And so if people are interested in that, please, you know, give us a call. And but yeah, it does. It takes time to order it, you know, and unlike a lot of things today, it's made overseas, you know, for the cost. So they ship over containers one time a year, and you kind of have to get your order in early and move forward.
Well, I mean, that's another reason I mentioned it, because I remember I was behind the eight ball last year. I mean, I remember I was a little late, and so I definitely, you know, probably need to schedule a time to meet with you. Like any listeners that are considering that, I would urge you to swing by Gamash. Look at the books. I know you've got some magazines and stuff there that people can look at. And yeah, as crazy as it sounds, we might need to order Christmas lights soon.
Yeah. We're down there at 1212 Columbia Park Trail down the Richland Y area. We built a new building about 4 years ago. Started our nursery 3 years ago, and then and then the lights have been a good attribute to that as well. So yeah, we have nice brochures you can come take a look at, and then we'll go out and do a. Of course, estimates are always free, and to take a look at what we can do on the lighting.
Okay, that sounds great. It's scaring the heck out of me, but I guess we're gonna talk about Christmas stuff already.
Neighborhood competition.
I know, definitely.
Yes, we had one of our neighbors, and they finally caved in after I got the 10-foot inflatable Santa train. They put up the white flag. They did. We were going back and forth. Oh, they got candy canes along the driveway. All right, take this. It's good natured, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really looks nice for the holidays and the parties and stuff, so. Oh, that's great.
It does. Well, I forgot to mention, too, we were talking about a minute ago, is actually the manufacturer also has a lot of stuff for Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, actually, Halloween. So as much in the decor of it, but there's still a lot there to choose from. So people that are really festive throughout those other holidays and seasons, they have a lot.
Okay. Well, that's Gamash Landscaping and Nursery. They're pretty much serving us all year round now. I love it. Well, we're wrapping up here. We're coming up against the end of the show. I always have three extra pages of material than time we get through, so we'll definitely be talking about this again more as other shows come up. Kyle, we talked. There's a lot of ideas we gave about building and custom homes and finishes inside your homes. If any of the listeners have questions about that, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, come see me today at the Parade Home. That'd be perfect.
Okay.
Or call me, 727 727- What is my phone number?
727-2985.
Yeah, I don't call myself real.
Josh, he doesn't call himself, but I'm always calling him Kyle.
Get out of that truck.
Truck. Yeah.
That is great.
That's perfect. Or, even better, you could just go to kenmoreteam.com, click on the link. We have a link to LaPierre's website from us, or shoot me an email, and if he can't remember his phone number, I will get you in touch with Kyle. Because I do know where he lives, so, give me a call if we need to. Scott, thanks for the mortgage advice. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004.
Okay, and Brent, just a moment ago, you told us where you guys were located down there, but what's the best number for people to call in?
735-9100.
Okay, sounds great. Well, once again, I thank all of you for taking time out of your day to come in and do this. Folks, just as a reminder, as we go here, you can still get Parade of Homes tickets. It is up and running right now as we speak. You can go to SunMart, get the tickets. We've got 9 to 5 today, and tomorrow's the last day from 9 to 5, and that will wrap another year of the Parade of Homes in the Tri-Cities. We appreciate you guys for listening in today, and we will see you next week.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.